Пожалуйста, простите нас, я пострадал на инсиде и никогда мне ничего не получалось.
Can we turn out some lights? So we may have to adjust the volume.
Huh?
We may have to adjust the volume somehow.
Do we want to put it up here?
So this is a production that we put together in the last couple of days. Some pictures that we've collected for many years. And we thought to call it Adbhuta Jagannath Ankara Devi. This is a phrase in Uriya, which means the astonishing blessing of the Lord. Then this yoga begins. He'll teach you how to practice Bhakti Yoga, how to worship Him, how to think of Him, how to offer obeisances, how to observe ceremonies. Just like yesterday we performed the ceremonies of Rathiyatra. So this dress, Jagannath dress and function, everything you have to learn. This is called Bhakti Yoga Madhashram.
Бхагаватам описывает, что Кришна
And the same thing is said about Lord Jagannath in a number of different places. In the Skanda Purana, Narada Muni tells Indradyumna Maharaj. That he says that all the different incarnations in different places of pilgrimage and different regions and places are all just partial incarnations of Lord Jagannath.
Он говорит, что все различные воплощения и различные места паломничества являются лишь частями, воплощениями Господа Джаганатхи.
Therefore, Lokshindas Thakur in Chaitanya Mangala, he says, Jata Avataratar Ashraya Sadanga, that to Lord Jagannath is the resting place of all the different avatars.
Поэтому Lokshindas Thakur в своей Chaitanya Mangala говорит, что Господь Джаганатх является прибежищем для всех аватаров.
And one way that we see this is in the different dresses of Lord Jagannath.
И это мы можем увидеть в различных одеяниях Господа Джаганатха.
The first dress we'll begin to speak about is called the Abhakasha Tadapa Uttari Vesh.
Первое одеяние, о котором я хотел говорить, оно называется Абхакаша или Тадапа Уттари Веш.
This is a very simple dress. This is what Jagannath wears in the morning when he gets up every day to take bath.
Это очень простые одеяния, то, что одевает Господь Джаганатх с утра, после пробуждения, перед тем, как принять омовение.
This Tadapa Uttari Vesh is when they offer him a toothbrush and some different things when they wake him up in the morning.
Эта одежда Tadapa Uttari Vesh, она предназначена тогда, когда Господу предлагают зубную щетку и другие подобные процедуры с утра.
This Tadapa Uttari Vesh is also the dress that Jagannath wears during the Snan Yatra festival. This is a picture of the original deities of Jagannath in Puri.
И вот эти Tadapa Uttari Vesh одежды, они также одеваются тогда, когда проводят Снан Ятра Господу Джаганатху. Вот эта фотография, которую вы видите, это изначальное божество Джаганатха Пури.
So, although we could begin our discussion with many different times of the year, we're going to begin our discussion with the Snan Yatra.
И так мы будем обсуждать различные времена года, мы начнем наше обсуждение с Снан Ятры.
And the dresses that follow that.
И одеяния, которые используются тогда.
So Snan Yatra is a time when Jagannath comes on top of the wall of Jagannath Mandir.
Снан-Ятра — это то время, когда Господь Джаганат, он поднимался наверх стены Джаганат-Мандири.
And he has a public bath at that time.
И он принимает публичное омовение.
And these photos were taken, this was probably taken with a telescopic lens just across the street from where Jagannath is sitting.
И эта фотография, которую вы видите, она была снята с помощью телескопической линзы через дорогу напротив.
So right after Snan Yatra, Jagannath gets another different dress called the Hati Vesh. Sometimes it's called the Ganapati or Gajanana Vesh. That's the elephant dress. And you see here in the picture, you can see the tusks here on Lord Balaram's dress.
И посмотрите, здесь на фотографии можно увидеть бивни на Господа Баларамы.
And this is the top of the elephant head and the elephant ears here.
И это верх слона, верх головы слона, а это уши слона.
It said that once there was a devotee of Lord Ganesh who lived in South India.
Люди рассказывают, что однажды жил преданный Ганеша.
And someone told him that Lord Jagannath is Param Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. So he decided that he wanted to go to Jagannath Puri to see Jagannath. And he thought to himself, if he's really the Absolute Truth, then he'll manifest in my form, in the form of my beloved deity Ganesh.
И он подумал про себя, что если Господь Джаганатх действительно является абсолютной истиной, тогда он предстанет передо мной в облике моего божества Ганеша.
So he arrived in Jagannath Puri in the day known as Snan Purnima, the full moon day, which is the day of Lord Jagannath's public bath.
И он прибыл в Джаганатха Пури в день под названием Снан Пурнима, или день полной луны, когда Господь Джаганатх принимает омовение на виду у всех.
Jagannath has three different birthdays.
У Господа Джаганатха есть три различных дня рождения, дня
времени. One is Janmashtami, Krishna's appearance day, because he's Krishna.
Одно из них это Janmashtami, то есть день явления Кришны, потому что Господь Джаганнатх это Кришна.
Another day is the Snan Purnima day. This is the day that he actually appeared at the Gundicha Mandir.
Другой день называется Снан Пурнима, это тот день, когда он действительно появился.
And the third day is the day that Lord Jagannath was installed inside the Jagannath Mandir. So we've collected a lot of these pictures for many years with great difficulty. By the way, you can see in this dress, Jagannath and Baladeva dress up as elephants, and Subhadra, on this day, she dresses up like a big lotus flower.
Но Субхадра Деви, она похожа, она одета на как цветок лотоса.
Aside from collecting pictures of Jagannath and Puri, I've also collected some photos of Jagannath in different temples in ISKCON.
И помимо того, что я собрал фотографии Господа Джаганнатха и Джаганнатха Пури, я также собрал фото Господа Джаганнатха в различных храмах ISKCON.
And these are the deities in our ISKCON Mayapur temple, Jagannath Bala and Subhadra in the Happy Days dress.
Это божество нашего ISKCON. В Майпуре в храме это они в одеяниях ходили, что была Джаганнатха Сивадра.
Here's another year of the same deity, and you can see Jagannath's face more closely.
Это уже был другой год, праздник, то же самое божество, и мы можем увидеть лицо Господа Джаганнатха поближе.
You notice how they always keep Jagannath's Sudarshan Chakra on the left side of Jagannath. You'll notice that on all the pictures in Orissa.
Знаете, что они всегда ставят Сударшин чакру слева от Господа Джаганнатхи, как на всех фотографиях говорите.
There's a number of temples around the world now who are doing this. In Switzerland, in Zurich, they also have a Hattivesh dress for their Jagannath deities.
Есть несколько храмов по всему миру, которые также одевают божество. К примеру, есть в Цюрихе божество, его тоже одевают на одеяние Хаттивеш.
And there they've made a similar, like this is like a kind of a stuffed doll, this trunk. They made a similar trunk for Jagannath in Zurich.
Они делают вот такой же игрушечный нос, как у этого Господа Джаганнатха.
So after Jagannath's bath, he seems to become sick, and so there's a period of time called the Anavasya period. For 15 days, no one has darshan of Jagannath.
И считается, что после омовения Господа Джаганнатхи он заболевает. И поэтому на 15 дней во время Анавашая Джаганнатха он прячется в другом храме.
During that period of time they worship another unusual deity of Jagannath.
И в это время они поклоняются Господу Джаганнатхи в другой форме.
In the form of a special painting.
В форме особой раскраски.
That painting is called the Anavasrapati. And that's painted by one special pandu whose family for many generations has been doing that service. And when he makes that painting, it takes him maybe a week or so. He, during that period of time, he's strictly vegetarian. He follows four regular principles. And he can't, he doesn't take onions or garlic. During that time he won't take
onions.
And he sleeps on the floor. And before he makes the painting, before he works on it every day, he has to take a bath and put on fresh clothes. And then after the painting is finished, they have a procession and they bring it to the Jagannath temple and they install it as a deity. So after the Anavasya period is finished, Lord Jagannath gives darshan one day before the Rath Yatra begins.
И перед тем, как Анавасара закончится, Господь Джаганнатха дает свой дарш на протяжении одного дня до начала Рат Хаятры.
That's the day before Rat Yatra, and that day they call Nava Yovana Vesh.
И этот день до Рат Хаятры они называют Нава Йована Веш.
And this is the kind of dress that Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra wear on that day.
И вот такой вид одежды одевает Господь Джаганнатха Баладева Субхадра.
It's called Navayovana Vesh because Jagannath Balaji Subhadra have a new form. Jagannath's body has 7 different layers to it. Which correspond to the different elements in a human body. So the last layer of Jagannath's body is made out of rope, and there's some kind of paint on the outside of that. The last layer of his body is made out of a kind of cloth like substance, kind of something like rope. And they put paint on the outside of that. The paint for Jagannath Balaji Subhadra, traditionally, what they use to be inside the temple, comes from very specific substances. The white color comes from crushed conch shells. And the red and blue, red and yellow colors come from different natural minerals. And the black they use comes from a natural kind of soot that they use. They burn some ghee and some honey in a silver plate, and they make this kind of soot, and they use that to make the black color. So Nava means new, Yovana means youth. So the Nava Yovana Vesha means his form of a new youth. When Jagannath comes out of the temple for Rath Yatra, he has another special dress called the Tahya Lagi Vesh. And we showed this picture, I remember one devotee and her little boy was about 2 years old, and he said, "Mata, he's big." So this crown is made out of thin pieces of split bamboo. And they put some natural vegetable decorations on the end of those. When Jagannath comes out of the temple, that's called the Pahandi Vijay, the ceremony. And they're carrying him, he's quite big, it's not very easy to carry him. It takes many devotees to help. And when he's moving, he's swaying back and forth. And so these bamboo, this Tahya Lagi headdress, it also goes back and forth like this. There's another picture of the same dress. You can see Jagannath looks like he needs a shave or something because the colors he has are natural and they're getting rubbed by so many people handling him. Looks like he needs a shave. There's another close-up of the same headdress. This picture, by the way, this is on the Bahuda Rav. When Jagannath comes back out of the Gundicha temple, again they make the same thing for him. So when Jagannath returns after the Rath Yatra back to the Sri Mandir, he's in big trouble. Because he got married just about 3 weeks before that to Lakshmi Devi. And during his sickness, Lakshmi Devi stayed up for 15 days and didn't sleep. Then when she finally fell asleep, Lord Jagannath slipped off to go see his girlfriends in the Gaudiya temple. So perhaps it's for that reason that when he returns to the Sri Mandir, the Jagannath temple, after Rath Yatra, he dresses up in a very, very opulent dress called the Sunavesh. The Sunavesh is no doubt the most popular dress of Lord Jagannath. Although it's not my favorite. Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't really like to see him dressed in such opulence. On this day, Jagannath has solid gold hands, and crown, and earrings, and gold feet, so many different gold necklaces and ornaments. Here's a picture of Balaram in his Sunavesh. In Subhadra. This dress, they keep it in a special go-down, special, special storage room, which is underneath the Jagannath temple. There's only two keys to that storage room. And it requires two separate keys to open it. One key is kept by the head priest, and the other key is kept by the head administrator. A few years ago, we went to speak to that temple administrator, and he told us that inside that storage room, they have many cobras there. And Jagannath has some fantastic riches in that storage room. The Sunavesh usually takes place in the late evening. It finishes about 10 o'clock at night. And this photograph here is during the Sunavesh. You can see the huge crowds. Every year for the last, 8 or 10 years, there's been more people that come for the Sunavesh Darshan than come for Rath Yatra. I think one year they had something like 600,000 or 700,000 people for Rath Yatra, and there's about 900,000 people at the Sunavesh
Darshan.
They have thousands of police officers. During the Sunavesh, the deities address, they say, about 208 kgs of gold
ornaments.
If you count all the gold ornaments on the pandas, though, I think it's probably at least twice that much. The pandas, they consider Jagannath to be one of their family members. So, when he dresses up, they also dress up.
Mm-hmm.
these pandas are doing a Rathiatra, they're the Daitya Patis, they're a particular type of panda. And they're considered to be descendants of the original Vishvavasu, who worship Lord Jagannath. It's interesting because Vishvavasu was a pig farmer. And so these pandas, they're not considered to be Brahmins. But they have the right to worship Lord Jagannath during the Rathiyatra and during the Navakalegram festival. It's rather interesting that the Westerners are not allowed inside the Jagannath Mandir, but originally Lord Jagannath was worshipped by people who were outcast people. Here's another picture of Balarama Subhadra in the Sunavesha. I have a couple of videos also of the Sunavesha in Jagannath Puri. You can see they're offering, people bring so many silk saris, and the pandas, they offer dozens and dozens of silk saris and deities, and then they give those to their wives later on.
И у меня есть несколько видео, которые, может быть, мы позже посмотрим. На нем можно увидеть, что эти панды предлагают сотни шелковых сари по шлифам, а потом после предложения они относят эти сари к своим женам.
So here's one of the pandas bringing the headset for Lord Jagannath.
И вот один из пандов несет украшение для головы Господа Джаганнатха.
This day and this last Rathiatra, when they had the Sunavesh, there were over 100 police sharpshooters on the roofs all around the
Rathiatra.
And they had special jammers this year. No one could use their cell phones for like 1 mile radius of the Jagannath carts.
У них были там особые рамки, потому что во время этого праздника где-то в радиусе нескольких километров нельзя использовать мобильные телефоны.
And they have so many police with AK-47s and machine guns and things.
И там также много полицейских автоматов и калашников и с пулеметами.
And those weapons are for two purposes. One is in case of terrorist attack, and the other is to protect in case any thieves try to do something. We managed to get some very rare photos, I'll show you. These are Jagannath's hands and feet. Here's Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. This is the Sunavesh dress at our ISKCON Bhubaneswar temple. Again, you see the crown and the gold hands and the feet.
Here's
Jagannath. And here's
Subhadra.
And here's Balaram.
So
actually in all of Orissa, the second most popular Rathiatra is in Bhubaneswar, it's from Bhubaneswar. And in ISKCON Bhubaneswar they do many of the same dresses. Here you see Balaram's hands, golden hands and feet. So, during the month of Bhadra, on August, September, on the 10th day of the Dark Fortnight, they have a special dress called the Vana Bhoji Vesh. And you can see Jagannath and Balaram, they're dressed up like cowherd boys with sticks to herd the cows.
И вы можете видеть, что они одевают джагарат и баларам как пастухов, и у них даже есть пропущенные специальные палочки.
And they have pots for milking the cows.
У них есть кувшины для того, чтобы доить коров.
And there's also little cows too.
И с ними также есть небольшие телята.
And that's actually how they dress the deities in the temple.
И это то, как они на самом деле одевают божества в храме.
Again, you can see their sticks and their pots and.
Видите, палки, кувшины.
Vana means forest and Bhoji means to eat.
Vana означает лес, а Bhoji означает есть.
Again, you can notice in this dress how Jagannath and Balaram have hands and feet. They're getting.
И снова в этих одеяниях вы можете увидеть, что у Баларама, то есть у Джагнатха, есть руки и ноги.
Most of the dresses that Jagannath has are Vrindavan dresses.
Большинство из одеяний, которые носит Господь Джагнатха, это Vrindavan dresses.
On the 11th day of the dark fortnight of Bhadra, Jagannath, he's dressed in his Kaliya Dhamana Vesh, or his dress where he subdues the snake Kaliya. And here's his Kaliya Dhamana Vesh. They make these out of a kind of natural wood called sola.
И вот это Kaliya Dhamana Vesh. И они делают Kaliya из натурального дерева, которое называется called sola.
I don't know if you can translate this, but sola is very much like balsa wood. Balsa wood. Balsa wood is something they use to sometimes carve with in the West, and they make airplanes and little things out of it, models. It's very, very soft and very light. You have a big log like this, it weighs like nothing. And again, in this dress, you can see Jagannath has feet, he's dancing on the heads of Kaliya. And he has hands again. And he has a lotus in one hand and a flute in the other. And I don't have a picture of him here, but Balaram has a bugle in his hand. And there's a close-up of Jagannath in his Kaliya Dhamana Vesh dress. So then, on the 12th day of the dark fortnight in Bhadra, the month of Bhadra, there's a special dress, which is specially for Balaram, called the Palamba Sura Vahvesh. And that day is celebrating the disappearance day of the demon Palambasura.
И этот день – это праздник ухода, день ухода демона Палламбасура.
So here's the Palambasura Vadvesh dress, and you see this nasty demon with his big mustache here.
И вот здесь видите одеяние Палламбасура Вадвеш, и здесь вот этот большой плохой демон.
These deities that we're looking at here, this is from a display that's done a few times a year by the Jagannath Temple. These deities here, these dresses, this is from a display that the Jagannath Temple does a few times a year.
И вот эти божества, эти одеяния, это то, что дают Господу Джаганнатху несколько раз в год.
They take some deities, I know they're about high is that, 4 feet high, and they have one tent with maybe 30 different deities, and they have all the different dresses represented in that tent. Otherwise, it's not possible to get photos of these dresses because these dresses are inside the Jagannath Mandir.
В противном случае было бы невозможно сфотографировать эти одеяния, потому что все эти одежды находятся внутри Джаганнатха Мандира.
Again, every time when they have these, when they make these dresses, they have cows and hands and things for Jagannatha Baladev made out of sola.
И снова, когда они одевают эти одежды, они также ставят телят и у Господа Джаганнатха просто ноги, и это все сделано из вот этого особого дерева.
So there's another dress called the Krishna Balaram dress, which is a fairly new dress. It's only been offered since around
1955.
And this dress is offered on the 13th day of the dark fortnight of the month of Bhadra. And you see in this painting, again, Jagannath Baladev, they have hands and feet, and Jagannath has a flute, and Balaram has a bugle. And here's something from the exhibition. Very, very beautiful. You see how Krishna and Balaram, with their feet are in tree bungalow posture, and they're barefooted just like in Vrindavan. Now there's another dress, they sometimes call this the Krishna Balaram Vesh, but it's also, it's called the Giri Govardhan Vesh. This is the Krishna Balaram Vesh here. And here's the Giri Govardhan Vesh. And in this dress you can see Lord Brahma and Indra and Lord Shiva and Narad Muni offering prayers to Krishna Balaram. And again you can see Balaram has a bugle in his right hand and a lotus flower in his left hand, he has lotus feet. In this dress, Subhadra has a hand, she's holding a lotus. And you can see Jagannath has hands and he has a flute in his right hand. He kind of made some black thing on the end of his normal arm. And you can see going up on his left side, his little fingers, he's holding up over downhill. This Giri Govardhan Vesh is very popular. Many thousands of people go. When they have these dresses, the temple's packed. So many people go to see. It's a very nice culture because Jagannath's a person, just like we like to dress in different ways. He also likes to dress in different ways. These different dresses are exciting and fun for
him.
Here's a close-up of his Giri Govardhan Vesh. And now we go to the Bali Vamana Vesh, where he dresses up like Vamana Dev. And Jagannath does that every 12th day of the bright fortnight of the month of Bhadra. And here's again the exhibition deities. You see, it's interesting that he's wearing Shaivite tilak. And his left hand he has an umbrella. And his right hand he has a water pot. He's a very Pakka Brahmachari. Maybe he's wearing Shaivite tilak, I don't know. Maybe he's wearing it because he doesn't want Bali Maharaj to understand that he's actually Lord Vishnu. And also perhaps to appease Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj's guru, who is a worship of Lord Shiva. So So this is a picture of Vamanavesh in ISKCON Bhubaneswar, and you can see the umbrella just a little bit. And I don't see it in this picture. Usually Jagannath has a water pot in his right hand also.
И вот эта фотография из ИСККОН Бхубанешвари. Вы можете вот там сверху увидеть, что в левой руке он держит ног, а вот в правой, потом если присмотреть, то можно увидеть
посудство для воды.
И не так уж и сложно делать эти одеяния.
So then there's a Radhadamodara Vesh, which takes place from the 11th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Ashvina to the 10th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Kartik.
И следующее одеяние, которое Радхадамодара Вейш, которое предлагается Господу с 11 дня пребывающей луны месяца Ашвина до 10 дня пребывающей луны месяца Картика.
Very, very beautiful, interesting dress.
Очень-очень красивое и интересное одеяние.
And you see how simple the colors and things are, because this is a Vrindavan dress.
Вы можете видеть, насколько просты цвета одежды, потому что это одежда из Vrindavan.
You can notice, as we were saying the other day, we mentioned a minute ago also, that the Sudarshan Chakra is always on Jagannath's left side.
И помните, как немножко, несколько дней назад мы упоминали с вами, что когда-то
So there's another dress, this is the favorite dress of many devotees in the Sringavesh. And this dress is offered on the 14th day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik. And we have some pictures of some different ISKCON deities dressed as Lord Nrisimhadev.
Есть фотографии различных божеств икон, которые одеты как Господь Нарсимха.
I actually have a lot more photos than this, but I couldn't find all of them.
И у меня на самом деле гораздо больше, чем это, но я не смог найти их.
These are the deities in Berlin. You can see Jagannath has a Sringavesh.
И вот это божество из Берлина, и посмотрите на Господа Джагнатха, у него одеяние Нарсимха Веш.
Here's a close-up of it. And here's another deity. I think this is in Zurich. This is my favorite. This is the disappearance day of Hiranyakashipu. And you see here that they have Balaram as a mental sage. So there's another dress called the Nagarjuna or Parshuram Vesh. This dress doesn't get offered very often. The last 5 days of the month of Kartik called Bhishma Panchika. But sometimes, if the depending on what time the sun rises, because we're going by a lunar calendar, those 5 days may extend into 6 days.
Но иногда, в зависимости от того, когда восходит солнце, потому что они следуют по лунному календарю, эти 5 дней превращаются в 6 дней.
So when the Bhishma Panchika becomes a sashta over 6 days, then they offer this Parshuram Vesh.
И вот тогда, когда Бхишма Панчика становится шаштой, то есть она превращается в 6 дней, они предлагают одеяние Парашурам Веш.
Last 5 times this dress was offered in 1994,
93, 68, 67, 66. И здесь даты последних 5 предложений этих одежд, и вот эти вот 94, 63, 67, 67 и 66
годов. Here's a picture of Nagarjuna Vesh or Parashuram Vesh. For some of you who have been to Jagannath Puri, you may have seen there's many pictures of this Nagarjuna Vesh. The Ganga kings of Jagannath Puri were very fond of this kind of dress. They suggest on this kind of way quite often. So you can see Jagannath and Balaram are carrying bows, and they have different arrows, other different weapons.
Вы можете видеть, что Господь Игнатий Баларама, есть луки, и стрелы, и различные другие виды оружия.
Both of them have swords, and helmets on.
Мечи и шлемы.
And again, they have hands and feet.
И снова у них есть руки и ноги.
So this is a Parshuram or Nagarjun Vesh.
Это Парширам или Нагарджун Веш.
Now here's the Godalagi Vesh. This Godalagi Vesh takes place on the day known as Odin Shasti.
И это тоже Годалаги Веш. И они одевают, так одевают божество в день под названием Годашанти.
That's the first day of winter.
Это первый день зимы.
And they dress Jagannath Balaji Subhadra up every day in this kind of white dress.
И каждый день они одевают Джагнатху Баладжи Субхадру в эти белые одеяния.
And it's warm for the winter time.
Потому что это тогда тепло зимой.
And this goes until Vasant Panchami, the first day of spring. And this dress goes from Odin Shashi to Vasant Panchami.
И так они идут по шесту до Vasant Panchami, то есть первый, до первого дня весны. Начинается все с первого дня зимы и до первого дня зимы.
These are the deities from ISKCON, the Bhuvaneshwar temple. And by the way, you see this picture. This is a picture of Govardhan Hill. And this is my Govardhan Shiva. This picture was taken probably in 1994-95. And at that time I was dressing Jagannath every day. Here's a close of the Balaram and his Godalagi Vesh. So then the 15th days of the dark half of the month of Margashirsha, Jagannath offers some special rituals for his parents. And that dress is called the Shraddvesh. When, in the material world, when someone's parents pass away, we, on the anniversary of their disappearance, we perform some ceremony called Shrad. And our, it's not Shraddha, it's Shrad. Shraddha means faith, Shrad means vision. So, traditionally, persons who are following Vedic culture and Vaishnavas as well, they do this when their parents disappear or for their ancestors. So every year during these few days during the month of Margashirsha, Jagannath Balaji Subhadra, they perform Shraddh for their parents. For Vasudeva, Devaki, Nandini Yashoda, Kumaraj Dasara, Mother Kaushalya. So then, during the same time as the Godalagi Vesh, there's another dress which is offered, which is called the Padma Vesh. The Padma Vesh is offered every Wednesday and Saturday. And the Padma Vesh is put on in the evening time over the Godalagi Vesh. And during that time they offer a special kind of sweet rice to Jagannath called Padma Kitty. So this is a picture of the Padma Vesh. There is an interesting story about this dress. There was a sadhu whose name was Manuram Das. And once as he was coming to the temple, he was coming from a long distance, hundreds of miles away. And as he was traveling, he was picking lotus flowers to offer to Lord Jagannath.
И по пути, пока он шел, он открывал цветки лотоса, чтобы предложить их.
And he put them in a basket and put a piece of wet cloth on top of them and preserved them nicely.
И он положил их все в корзину и сверху покрыл цветками, чтобы предложить их хорошим образом.
But it took him a few days before he managed to get to Jagannath Puri.
Но тот раз, когда Jagannath Puri, ему заняло несколько дней.
So when he arrived in Jagannath Puri, he took those lotus flowers and gave them to the pandas and asked them to please decorate Jagannath with them.
И потом Jagannath Puri, он отдал эти цветы лотоса пандам и попросил украсить его под Jagannath.
But when the pandas looked at the lotus flowers and they saw they were all black and they had a very bad smell coming off them, they became very angry.
Но панда увидев эти цветы лотоса, потому что они были уже полностью черные, и оттуда исходил зловонный запах, они очень
They threw the lotus flowers in the garbage and they began to beat this Mana Ramdas. They beat him till he was unconscious, and then some people took and brought him to another mutt. And that night, the king of Puri had a dream. And Jagannath told him that this is a very dear devotee to me of mine, and these pandas made a big mistake. You should go there and beg apology from him, and I want those flowers to be offered to me. So the king personally went and brought this Mana Ramdas, and the pandas were very astonished. They went in the garbage and they found those lotus flowers that had been thrown away. And following Jagannath's order, they decorated the deities with them. And they were very astonished to find that when they decorated Jagannath with these old dead flowers, suddenly the flowers came back to life and they became very fresh and fragrant. So you see in this dress, Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra have lotus flowers around their faces. And they're holding lotus flowers in their hands. And underneath them they have, it looks like their bodies are made into lotus stems now. And these swans are also a traditional part of this dress. As far as I understand today, they generally don't offer lotus flowers, but they offer this dress, which again is made out of that material called soul. So there's another dress in the month of Magh, known as a Gajya Udharana Vesh. And that's offered on the full moon day of the month of
Magh.
And here's a picture of it.
Вот.
So again, they Jagannath Baladev Subhadra have hands and feet. And we see Jagannath, he's saving the elephant Gajendra from the crocodile who is pictured as this demon here.
И мы видим, что Господь Жигнат спасает слона Гаджеда, крокодила, который так изображен
здесь.
И мы видим, что крокодил тоже снизу атакует слона.
And some of Gajendra's relatives over here crying.
И тут есть вот родичи, родня Гаджеда, которые плачут.
And for this dress, Lord Jagannath, he has four hands, and he's holding a lotus flower in his hand up here.
И в этом одеянии Господа Жигнатова четыре руки.
I think this commemorates when Jagannath lived with the elephant Gajendra. Subhadra's hands are very beautiful too, aren't they? For this dress, Jagannath and Balaram have four hands. You see Balaram's hands here. Yeah. And Subhadra has two. So then there's the Raghunath Vesh and the Ram Raj Vesh. These are actually two different dresses. And this dress has not been offered in a very long time. Out of all the dresses of Lord Jagannath, this dress is the most expensive to make. They make like an army. They have Lord Brahma, they have different rishis, they have Sugriva and Hanuman, and different monkey soldiers of Lord Ramachandra. And you can see Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva offering prayers, and Chandra, the moon god. These are the Sapta Rishis, the seven primary Rishis up here. Here's Narayana Muni. So someone asked us once, why is this dress more expensive than the golden dress, the Sunavesh? It's not more expensive, the Sunavesh is much more expensive. But this is more expensive in the sense that they have to make this fresh every year. Every year, whenever they offer. Whereas the Sunavesh, they have those ornaments and they've been there for hundreds of years. We wrote an article about this Raghunath Vesh in the 12th issue of our Krishna Katamrita magazine. There's a very interesting story about how this dress came about, how it began. The great devotee, Tulsi Das, once came to Jagannath Puri. He had read an interesting verse in the Valmiki Ramayana, which describes Kimanyad Bhaktam Apchaya Rakshasindra Mahabala Aradaya Jagannatham Ikshtateshu Kadadvaitam. In this verse, Lord Ramachandra, he tells Vibhishan that after I leave this world, you should go to Jagannath Puri and you should worship Lord Jagannath. Because Jagannath is the Lord of the Ikshvaku dynasty, the dynasty of Lord Ramachandra. So, Tulsidas decided he wanted him to go to see Lord Jagannath. So on his way to Jagannath Puri, and there's a river called the Bhargavi River just outside of Jagannath Puri. And there's a small village there called Dandasahi, and Tulsidas stayed the night in that place. That was many hundreds of years ago. And to commemorate the visit of that great Saint Tulsidas there, the villagers, they established this deity of Hanuman. Hanuman's been there ever since that time. So, Tulsidas, he went to Jagannath Puri, but when he came there, he didn't see Lord Ramachandra. He saw some form with big eyes and a big smile. And he late, so he wanted to see his deity Lord Rama Chandra. So the story goes that Lord that Tulsidas left the Jagannath Mandir, not even taking any Jagannath Prasad. And he went to this nearby village of Malitapattapur. And he was spending the night there. And that night he had a dream. And in his dream he saw Lakshmi Devi having a conversation with Lord Jagannath. Just like sometimes in the material world the wives may nag the husband. So it also happens between Lakshmi Devi and Jagannath. And Lakshmi, she was complaining to Jagannath that your devotee Tulsidas came here and he left and he didn't even get any Mahaprasad. This is very bad. Whoever comes to Jagannath Puri, they always take Jagannath Mahaprasad. This is very bad. And then Tulsidas had a dream. He saw that Jagannath came in the form of a young Brahmin boy to him. And told him, you should come again to the temple. So Tulsidas again went there. And this time he saw the Jagannath that manifested the form of Lord Ramachandra, Balarama manifested the form of Lakshmi, and Subhadra manifested the form of Sita
Devi.
And Tulsidas became very ecstatic seeing that. So this picture here, this is a Tulsi Stamba that the villagers made after Tulsidas left that village of Malitapattapur. And since then the village became famous as Tulsi Chawa. So here's a picture of Jagannath Balaji Subhadra and ISKCON Bhuvaneshwar temple in this Ramachandra Vesh. And this is another dress which is not so difficult to make. You can see that they have bows and arrows. And they have a special Ramachandra kind of tilak. So, Jai Gaur Sai Krishna Sai Jagannath. We should understand that he who is Gaur is Krishna and is Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he worshipped Lord Jagannath. Although he is Krishna himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come to be a deity. He came and he worshipped Lord Jagannath. Shimadujarasaganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannath Swami Ki Shri Jagannath Baladev Shrimati Subhadrumai Sudarshanju Ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaurahari Ki Gop Prem Anandi Vanchakakurubhischa Kripasindhu Deva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Srila Prabhupada Ki